a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. Calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride?
Oh yes, praise Yahweh. Let's ride tonight, folks. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we welcoming you in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. We're glad to have you aboard. Got a great program. Have you ever thought about the evilness of an image? Did you know that thou shalt not make a image in any likeness above, below, on the earth? Wonder why he said that. Well, let me show you one of the greatest deceptions of imagery in the world that nobody ever thinks about that they worship daily. But you do. Come out of her, my people, that you touch not the unclean thing. Thou shalt not make any graven image. What about the international dateline? Is it not an imaged line that is observed by everyone upon the earth? It's been created by man. And whether you know it or not, you're a victim of the consequences of observing the international dateline. Now, this is true. Part of its length, the international dateline, it follows, listen what it does now, it follows the meridian of a north-south line. The international dateline, or the IDL, they have created an image here, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what the international dateline is. It is a image, a false image. And guess who promotes it and recommends it and observes it? And guess, as we look upon the wall of the imagery, thou shalt not make no image. You don't want your picture up there, but you don't give a damn about the dates that they give you as an image and crossing the IDL. If it travels east, which it does, it results in a day or 24 hours being subtracted so that the traveler repeats the date to the west of the line. Crossing west results in a day being added. Now, that's two, if you will, the systems that is devised. See, Yahweh is so masterfully intelligent. He's took the wise in their own craftiness and wickedness, but the wise who have deceived as the... Notice this. This is exactly from the Wikipedia encyclopedia. I'm reading from the Wikipedia of all things, the Wikipedia. It is generally a north-south imagery line on the surface of the earth. Do you hear me? Thou shalt make no image. The international dateline is a corrupted piece of imagery. And they sold that to you and hung it on your wall, and you look up at it and you worship it. Oh, I've got to be down here at 4 o'clock. I've got to be down here at 3 o'clock. You cast out the only legitimate astrological timepiece in the heavens, according to the book of Genesis 1:14, and, of course, we have hammered on this Levi's four messages, and this is part four of the wickedness of those who would seek to change times and laws. I really get ticked off at them. And I apologize if I make any of you disciples of this imagery mad. Well, you just are going to have a long time to get glad in. I'm not trying to make a friend out of you. I'm not interested in your friendship for the sake of being a friend. I'm interested in my soul. I do not want to be deceived by someone that's invented something that's imagery. And that's exactly what the Wikipedia says. It's a generally north-south imaginary line on the surface of the earth. Yahweh didn't put it there. Yahweh didn't say, oh, this prime meridian that I have drawn through the earth is your time to mark a different time. He didn't say that. But man said it, and everybody and their grandmother today uses this false imagery to set their times. Now this is witchcraft. This is sorcery. This is the things that Yahweh warned you about, that Satan would come in and that he would change times and laws, and that we would all suffer as a result through this line, or the ideal, the idiots and the dumb lunatics is what I believe they are, that created this. That's what they are. The ideal is the idiots. And these dumb, stupid liars. That's a good one. Idiots, dumb, and lying. They created an imaginary... Listen, that's Wikipedia says they created an imagery or an imaginary line so that they could hang a calendar, an image of a calendar. That's what you're worshiping. Well, it's Tuesday. Who told you that? The Catholic whore. Who worships her? All will worship her. All! Now, you Seventh-day Adventists that say that you don't, you a liar, because you use the same imagery to determine your times that she set up herself through deceit, and you fell for the imagery because you've got one hanging on your wall. All that whose names are not written on the Lamb's Book of Life that know the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And the only truth in this Bible relates to the fourth commandment, thou shalt use not the imaginary dateline or the idiots and the dumb heads and the liars. You don't use that. That's idiots, dumb heads, and liars. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I wouldn't call them that. Well, that's what I'm calling them. Bless God. I grew up, and my pappy told me when I seen a spade hit the table to call it a spade. And that's exactly what we should do. We should call a spade, and we should know the truth, and that we should know that the truth is going to make us free. What? The international dateline is nothing but imaged deceit by liars? Whew, man, I'm liking this better all the time. The IDL. The imaged deceit of liars. The imaginary deceit of liars. Praise Yahweh. Don't you see this? You shall worship no image, have no image before you. What about this imaginary dateline that goes through the earth and was drawn not by Yahweh? It wasn't put there through astrological or by nature. It was drawn by the Catholic Pope. Uh-huh. And all of you SDAs went along with him. All of you Baptists went along with him. All of you 501(c)(3) monkeys started swinging on the stick. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the change of the dates is those who would think to change times and laws. This was a deliberate plot for Satan to sit on the sides of the north. And that's exactly what he done. Now, when you cross the IDL, the imaginary, listen, it calls it that. And the Bible warns you against imagery worship. If you worship time that is created through imagery, what have you done? You fell or become victim to the wiles and the craftiness, and you thought Eve was the only dumb one in the crowd. Her offspring is just as dumb as she is by these imaginary directions of these liars as they point you toward not the heavens. They don't even want you to look up. The Bible said you should see signs in the heaven. And they say, oh no, you won't. You're not to look up there. You're to look at the international dateline. It passes through the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Now, who said that? Did Yahweh say in the Bible that the timekeeping device that used by man today is a imaged dateline passing through the Pacific Ocean? Did he say that anywhere? No, no, no. 1,000 times no. You lying Sabbath Saturday preachers, why don't you just quit? You've been had by the idiots and the dumb liars that have created the imaged dateline. Now, when the date changes, right where the imaged crossing is going to be, let's say a ship is sailing along. We were sailing along. Now, the ship or the airplane travels east or west, let's say, and it crosses that dateline roughly along a 180-degree longitude, opposite the prime meridian. In other words, at one point, at the point of reckoning, or let me give it to you like the Bible would describe it, at the point of imagery, the deceit would start. You would be tricked by the traveling of the opposite of the prime meridian, as it is drawn with diversions. This is Wikipedia. I ain't preaching out of the Bible. I'm preaching out of the Wikipedia that says that the generally north-south imaged line drawn by man to establish the fact that they've changed times and laws from the heavens. And the Bible says that the moon sets the appointments, Psalms 104, verse 19. Notice. Now the traveler repeats, notice this now, crossing the IDL, the image, crossing the image, traveling east, results in a day or 24 hours being subtracted. Now, I didn't write this. Jump on the Wikipedias. These are a bunch of people that are supposed to be scholars and experts. And you don't see the people that draw this up disagreeing with them. You idiots. You deceivers. You liars. The IDL. Who fell for it? The Baptists, the Methodists, the Quakers, the Shakers, the Pentecostals. Hallelujah! Shundai, glory to God. Go ahead. Shundai all you want to. Break Yahweh's Sabbath. Fail to enter into His rest. All those that will not enter into His rest are the ones that have received the mark or the image sitting on your wall. And I've seen people, I don't want to have my picture in here. I'm telling you one thing. Your picture, although you are ugly, I agree with you. And it shouldn't be up there. You should take it down and hide it and turn it around and put it in a corner or break it or burn it. But the first thing you need to take down off of your wall is the image of the IDL. Brought to you courtesy of the idiots and the deceivers and the liars of the International Dateline. Brought to you courtesy of smart men that thought about changing times and laws. No wonder you're deceived. No wonder that you're miserable. No wonder you say, oh, I get along real good. I'm being blessed. Glory to God. Well, go ahead. Cast the truth to the ground. Cast Yahweh's moon. I've heard men, engineers. I got one friend, he hates the moon so bad, I believe if he had a missile, he'd shoot it out of there. It won't change the truth. It's forever settled, and as long as there's a sun and a moon, there's going to be a timepiece in the heavens that you're going to worship in the last days or in the new kingdom. In the new meridian, you're going to worship the thing that Yahweh hung up there and commanded. You ought to throw the Roman Catholic image out of your house. You don't even need it. Well, I really need to know when Moon Day comes, or Tuesday, or Thor's Day, or Fish Day, Friday. Well, Saturnalia, I've got to have Saturday off. Glory to God, I've got to go to Wally World. Well, go right along. Run along roughly 180 degree longitude. And when you cross the IDL, traveling east, results in a day or 24 hours being subtracted. So that the traveler repeats the date to the west of the line, and crossing west results in the day being added. Oh, it's either subtracted or added. Now tell me, with this imaginary, this imaged date line that pulls opposite in a span of 48 hours, how you're going to rectify a center point to where you begin your Sabbath and end it. It gives you two counts. Yahweh's count in the heavens gives you one. You don't have enough sense to know. You can't count. You don't want to count. It hurts your brain. You've let the false, deceiving liars think for you to change times and laws. And you've got so used to looking up at the image on your wall, and you say you don't have any image in your house. You got a calendar? You got an image hanging up there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not playing tic-tac-toe. We're not doing that. Notice that the dateline was created, this image line, now let me give it to you like it is, this imaged date. It's an imaginary date. It's not Yahweh's appointed times in truth. It's an imaged, something thought of, something created that is not true, but created an image, and it caused this image to tell you what time it is. And all the people bowed down and worshipped the times accordingly. They created in order to supposedly to put them back on the same day, which in reality does not change the cycle, but it gives the illusion or creates an imagery of two false counts. Now, two wrongs don't make a right. You see what I'm talking about? You got one of them hanging in your house? You say, well, I'm going to run right now and take it out. Well, good. Burn it. Burn your curious art. That's what the people that repented back in the days of the apostles, when there was great signs and wonders, you know what one of those signs was? They came together to worship on the Sabbath.
Well, what day was that? It was Saturday, wasn't it, Pastor Buddy, the Sabbath day?
Ladies and gentlemen, people are so far off. It was the eighth day, according to John 7:23.
Uh-oh. That's an imaginary day, Pastor, but there ain't no such thing in the Bible as an eighth day. We only got 1 7-day cycle, but it runs from itself.
I just read you where that the artificial dateline puts you on the same artificial date, but in reality, the imagery dateline does not change one thing. It just gives you the image. It projects an image into your mind, and you fall down and worship the image rather than the Creator who hung the vernal equinox in the heavens and appointed the moon for the season. Or the appointment. And we got these lunatics who throw off on the moon and they're nothing but IDLs. Ignorant, dumb, and lying. And they're out to stay that way because it pays. Marvel not if the wicked prosper. They shall cast the truth of the true times to the ground and bring in an imaged time and season and fall from the truth. And as the 23rd verse of the book of Isaiah said last night, you're going to walk on their ashes. Glory to God. You're going to step on their rotten, stinking bones. Now, the phosphorus and the minerals in their body, when they turn to ashes under your feet, you'll go forth and you'll look at these imaged keepers of a false Sabbath.
Well, I believe it's on Saturday.
I mean, these preachers get up and run their mouth, blaspheme, break Yahweh's commandments, wipe their mouth as they commit adultery from the truth by lying. You know what the opposite of truth is? It's a lie. You know what an image is? Something created by man to substitute for the real deal. And the lunar and the solar calendar is the real deal. We give you instance after instance after instance. After instance, in the Bible, we give you a challenge of $10,000 to prove any Sabbath other than 8, 15, 22, and 29, and you jake-legged preachers run under the porch and hide till that pass is over, and then you meet on Saturday, wipe your mouth and say you've done no wrong. As you commit adultery with this image and set with Satan and Saturnalia and sun worship, oh my God, how sick, how weak. And yet it's become so popular. Well, it seems so right. It can't be wrong. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here on Saturday. Go ahead and worship your image dateline that tells you it's Saturday in one town and Sunday on the next street. I mean, this is a bunch of Babylonian confusion royal. What in the world has happened to our brain? Have we no spiritual integrity? Is there not a prophet left in the land that will call these lying image makers and deceivers, or the IDLs, the idiotic, dumb liars that they are? Ladies and gentlemen, there are, or there will be, like I said, there will be two cycles, if you will, two 7-day cycles, with a traditional uninterrupted count. You got to have two, one going one way and one going the other. But we'll meet in the middle. We've got an image line there that says that it's Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. See, it cycles in two different directions. Impossible. Witchcraft, sorcery, imagery. You know what? One of the greatest things that Yahweh hates is a liar that sows discord in the time units. And they killed him, and they hate me. I believe they'd like for me to die. They'd like for me to just vanish, because I detest a liar. I detest someone that sows discord among the brethren. Well, I'm not talking about the Baptists, and I'm talking about all of the 501c churches that uses a Roman Catholic calendar, including you if you've got one in your home. I'm telling you, you are worshiping an image, and you know you're not going to prosper. Oh, you say, well, buddy, I got more money than you have. That's not prospering. Have you got more truth? Have you got more integrity? Have you the ability to worship in spirit and in truth? Oh, you want to fly away, but this doctrine will stop your flying on Saturday or Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a foregone conclusion that the devil is the master of deception. He's the greatest liar that ever walked, and he's got a people here that's preaching a false doctrine on Saturday and Sunday. And you're not wise if you fall for it. Especially when there's preachers on the radio. I'm not the only one that preaches the Lunar Sabbath. Praise Yahweh. I love the Lunar Sabbath preachers. Man, I cheer for them. I hear them preaching, and I pray. I said, Yahweh, bless them. You know, if we disagree another point, we'll get to that later. Right now, we're on the Sabbath, and the international dateline was created in order to supposedly put us back on track. Instead of that, it deceived the very elect and took us out of the precious count that Yahweh has got for us and established for us, and said, take heed that any of you having an unbelieving heart depart from entering into my rest. And what's his rest? It is not an imaged international dateline for you to rest on Saturday. That's the devil's work. And it ought to be corrected. I ought to have enough backbone and truth behind me. If I ain't got no truth, I ought to shut up. If they ain't got no truth, they're going to shut up. And that's the way it is. The gospel will stop every mouth. And everybody says the gospel means good news. It could be mad. It could be also bad news. The gospel will cut you out, or it'll cut you in. It'll drive you out, or it'll drive you in. Ladies and gentlemen, choose the type of worship system you're going to worship and be about your father's business, be it the Father Yahweh or the father of the devil. See, the devil wanted to sit over the congregation, and that word congregation is the appointments. And there's nothing in the heavens to appoint rather than the sun and the moon. You take them two out, and you've got nothing but confusion. Use one or the other, and you've got confusion. You synchronize Yahweh's time systems, the sun and the moon, the two great lights. People want to fight, well, it's nothing but the solar time. That's God's eternal time clock. He didn't want a perfect time clock. There's no such thing as a perfect time clock. Even Yahweh don't want a perfect time clock. When the earth fell out of perfect time, and no international dateline is going to correct it and bring it back on schedule. Yahweh has fixed the synchronicity of the two great revolving planets, or light systems, rather, that are going through the heavens in synchronicity. And only Yahweh tells you when the new moon is gone. When will the new moon be gone? They cried. Well, they don't have to cry that no more, because the idiots and the deceivers and the liars, the IDL, changed all that. This imaged system of time, it changed all that. It took us out of the rhythm, and it took us out of the count. Now, the traditional solar week system of an uninterrupted solar cycle is unscriptural. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right down to it. Because you have two separate cycles each week, and the Scripture teaches only one per week, guaranteed by the solar lunar cycle. Only, it's the only deal in town. But it's the one that people don't want. It brings hardship.
Well, you lunatics worshiping that old moon and waiting for it to change. I'm glad I got Saturday for the Sabbath. Well, I'm glad I got Sunday for the Sabbath. Glory to God. That old lunar stuff is so confusing, my head hurts when I hear Pastor Buddy preach on it. He wants me to open up the Bible. How dare him? I want to sleep through the messages, and I can't sleep for him because he bothers me.
There's going to be something else bother you. Won't you read Isaiah 66:23? You can think while you're under the dirt. You can think when the righteous will use you as cobblestones and walk on your bones. You shall go forth and look at the carcasses of those who have worshipped the image and cause it to speak on the walls of the homes and tell you, it's Satan's time. It's Saturnalia. Oh, it's Sunday. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, how weak can you be to be led astray? What kind of math are you using? Do you know the integral workings of the synchronicity of the Roman Catholic calendar, the Gregorian? I doubt it. Not a man or a woman, unless he's truly a scholar of the calendar and well versed. And if he is, he knows it's an idiotic, dumb, laughing matter. Or the IDL. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the, I'm telling you, it is one of, if not, the worst account systems that's ever been invented and devised. And yet, since that they make it available to you and hang it on your wall and tell you what day it is, they tell you. Not Yahweh, not the nature system, not the astrological signs in the heaven. It's an international imaged dateline that you've bought hook, line, and sinker, and you bow down on that day to that image. And the Bible said you shouldn't do that.
Well, it's my Sabbath.
I call some people sometime, and it's on Saturday, and they'll say, oh, what are you doing?
Well, I'm keeping the Sabbath today.
Let's see. Keeping what day?
I'm keeping the Sabbath.
I said, well, today ain't the Sabbath.
Oh, yes, it is. I've kept it this way for years and years and years. And I tell you one thing, boy, I've been blessed by keeping it. Marvel not if you're blessed as you cast the truth to the ground. That ain't no big deal. I ain't prospered. I ain't had nothing but hell and high water in my life. All the days of my life. After much tribulation, those that live godly and keep a godly time in the heaven system of the lunar and the solar, the Bible said they shall suffer persecution. They shall cast you out. You know how they do that? If you're not there on Saturday, you're not there. As for me and my house, I ain't going. What about you? The Scripture, which teaches only one seventh-day cycle per week, and it's time for everybody to examine themselves to see if we're in the faith instead of an imaginary doctrine of an image. The Almighty has not left us this system because it is confusion, because He's not the author of confusion. That's the devil. The one in the heavens is synchronized and on time.
Well, I don't believe in waiting on that old moon to change before I go to work. Glory to God.
Well, Amos 8 and 5, they waited. They complained. Yeah, they complained. Yeah, it gets in the way of man's ways. And Satan has never obeyed Yahweh's way. He's perverted it, changed it, corrupted, deceived it, or hid the truth from the people. That's his job. He's done it well. He got the learned scholars and the mathematicians and the astronomers, and that's why Yahweh said these are false astrologers and astronomers. False! There's true astronomers and astrologers. They set the times correctly. If you really want to know where they're at, go to the sons of Issachar. They know. We've got sons of Issachar in our group that know how to figure time. That's one of their gifts. It's been passed down through the genetic righteousness of the talents that Yahweh gifted to His people, a few, not the many.
Well, I just wish that we could get a big crowd, Pastor Buddy.
Bless God, I've been in big crowds. It's one of the most confusing times of my life. When I get among a big crowd, you got more confusion. The more people, the more confusion, because the truth will confuse them. Now, Yahweh's not the author of the confusion. It's the devil that brings in a lie and an image system behind the truth. When the truth is preached, they cast that to the ground and they bring in this image and set it up, and the people worship it. Saturnalia, people. Get with the program, Saturnalias. Keep your Saturday and go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Join Satan as he sits on the sides of the north. And he changed the appointed time. It's a foregone conclusion and it's a historical fact that both history and the Bible is repeat with the evidence that they kept the new moon for the beginning of the month, to count it and to work in keeping the Sabbath. Again, I can't emphasize this too much. If you ask any astronomer or math or school teacher or anyone that don't have a dog in the fight, as Brother Arnold would say, you know, you've got a dog in the fight and you've got something to gain, they're gonna court you. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of it. Not the money, but the love of it. Those that pursue these times of convenience.
Well, I see, General Motors let off on Friday, and boy, at sundown, I'm just glad they did, because that's when I start myself. And they let me off on Saturday, and I practice Saturday night at my house, and then we go over to the SDA, and we sit down there, and we listen to these false prophets. They say, oh, we'll take them old lunar boys on. We ain't afraid of them.
I read some of these sacred name sites around the country and get some of their opinions. It is some of the most hideous poppycock that I've ever heard. Lame excuses. They'll throw off on the lunar count and then cover their double count of imagery as they go in opposite directions for the east to the west cycle. Have to have two in there to do it, ladies and gentlemen. It changes wherever the meridian on the 180-degree side, if it meets in the middle, and that's what it does, of a city, and usually they tried to avoid that. You know why? Because they wanted to hide it from you. That they knew it would bring in confusion. But boy, they slipped it and got away with it because all the people of earth began to worship the image and the beast began to speak, and the beast is Saturnalia. And if you take the mark of the beast, you're not wise.
Well, I never heard it preached like that, Pastor Bunny. I got to reevaluate my position here.
You need to reach up on the wall and pull your calendar off. That Saturnalia calendar you're going by. That Sunday calendar you're going by. You need to pull it off the wall and quit worshiping the image. Here it says that if Adam's descendants traveled east, they should keep Saturday, and the ones that travel west should keep Sunday. See, two different cycles meeting at a particular place on the meridian. That happens. I'm sorry, Seventh-day Adventist.
Well, I'm on 32nd Street, and the International Date Line runs over here. It's Saturday over here, but over across the street, it's just across that image line, and over there, it's Sunday.
So I'll jump over there, and I'll wait for tomorrow, because I got things to do today, so I'm not breaking the Sabbath on Saturday. I'll wait till it comes over here, and then I'll keep it tomorrow. You see the idiotic deceit of these liars? These perpetrators of an image that caused the image to speak? You know what that is? The calendar! To change times and laws. To take you out of the worship cycle that Yahweh designed Himself. No wonder He's a lonely man. I was sick and you visited me not. You know what the sickness was? Lonesome!
Are you lonesome tonight?
Have you ever heard Elvis sing that song? Well, that's Yahweh. I'm lonely. Where is my people? They're bound before an imaginary dateline down on earth, Yahweh. How long will I suffer these idiotic, dumb liars? Woe to you foolish shepherds that have spoiled the fox or the truth of my word. Woe to you shepherds that have left my sheep for an image, and my truth that I placed in the heavens is cast to the ground. And Satan reached up and cast those systems to the ground, and he said, I will ascend up there. They'll worship me on Saturday. That's the seventh day. I invented a calendar, and it says so. Is it the Bible, Satan? Well, hell no. Who wants the word in here? I come to pervert it. I come to change it. I come to create an image. And I've done a good job, and you'd have to agree. Yes, I would, Satan. You've done a great job.
Well, I love plenty of company,
and I know Yahweh's lonely, and let him be lonely. I don't care. It tickles me to death to see him sitting up there with just a few, you little ragtag people sitting up there with him. But look over here on Saturday at the churches. It's filled with those Saturnalia worshipers that bow into the image. And wait till Sunday. I'll really show you something on Sunday. I mean, they flood into the churches. And they worship me on my set, my appointed time. I will be like the Most High. I'll create an image. He's a perverter of things that are true. The original created the heavens and the moon for signs. And Satan came along and created an image, and they worshipped the beast.
You say, oh, my heavens above.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something tonight, that it's a serious matter to fall into Yahweh's hands. A fearful thing.
Well, Pastor Buddy, I just have to be honest with you. My wife's been going over here to Sunday school, and we got the children in school, and I believe you're right. But I just ain't man enough to stand up. I'd have to go through a divorce, and I just got my car paid off. And she'd take that, and I'd have to be out on the highway thumbing. I wouldn't have nothing to go to work in. Matter of fact, I couldn't work over at General Motors, because you say that the Sabbath could fall any day of the week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good. Well, I just can't go. That's just too much for me. I can't swallow all that.
I just ain't man enough. I wish I was, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. And you're low down. And you're trifling. And you're deceived. And you're miserable. You know the truth. How long will you be halted between two opinions? You need Elijah. You need John, who lost his head over this matter. You need the Messiah, who lost his life over this matter. You need Pastor Buddy and other lunar preachers that are being hated and despised and cast out, mocked and ridiculed. Man, Brother Arnold went to a place one night and preached the name of Yahweh, and they literally laughed, slapped their sides. I mean, they just rolled. Bless God, they ain't rolling too much now. The truth's catching on. Prove all things. Hold fast. Destroy that pagan image you got hanging on your wall. That imaginary. You're worried about an image, your picture being taken. Well, let me take a picture of your calendar you got hanging on your wall. You might better worry about that. Satan is ugly. You don't need his image hanging up there. That's his image. The international dateline that established the Gregorian calendar is nothing but a ugly piece of work. Now listen. If you study the history of the calendar line, you'll find out over the years, the position of the international dateline has changed several times. Until 1845, the Philippines were on the eastern side of the international dateline. Huh. The same side as the United States. It was on the eastern side of the line because it was a Spanish colony, and most Europeans arrived via the Spanish colonies in South America. Indonesia, almost directly to the south of the Philippines, was a Dutch colony, and most European arrivals came via the Cape of Good Hope. Thus, Indonesia was to the west of the international dateline, and after the independence of the South American countries, most people traveling to the Philippines came by the way of the Cape of the Good Hope. So it was decided. Who decided it? God, the Pope. God, the devil, decided it. They decided to do some changing. Thus, Indonesia was to the west of the international dateline, and after the independence of the South American countries, they decided to change from the east of the line to the west of the line. Alaska, originally claimed by Russia, was to the west of the international dateline because most travelers arrived by the way of Siberia. And when the United States brought Alaska in 1867, the line was moved to the west. Oh, my God. What about them people back then that never missed a cycle? Yep, Saturday's been the same cycle, Pastor Buddy, since God invented time. On Saturday, he rested, and that's been my story, and I'm sticking to it. You bowed to the image. You know what you ought to do right now? You ought to go to your calendar and take it off the wall, if it's not a lunar calendar. If you need one, write me and I'll send it to you. You ought to take a match and burn your curious art and destroy the image that never was, but is, and is caused to speak and change times and laws. You ought to get rid of it. You don't want to worship an image? Take your calendar down off your wall, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I might mention this just for the fact, because I've got to close here. My time is coming down. That they changed the dateline, and then they changed the people in the area's Sabbath. Do you follow me?
Oh, God has kept Saturday back from the very beginning. The seventh day he rested, that was Saturday, and we've kept it ever since. There's been no interruption.
You hear these lying, idiotic, dumb liars pervert that message, and you'll fall for it. And you'll send them tithes, and you'll send them offerings. Go ahead. But remember this, the Sabbath is on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, sponsored by the moon. That is the real deal. That ain't an image. That's not an imaginary thing. That is what Yahweh made, and Satan perverted it with an image. I got to go. We're going to be in the festival. We're going to be there next. This is October. We've already started October. Today's the 2nd. It's moving on now. Ladies and gentlemen, on the night of the 21st of this month, we're going to begin the Sabbath day. Yeah. We're going to start worshiping in tabernacles. Already got September behind us now, ladies and gentlemen. The Sabbath coming up for September was on Thursday the 30th. Then we moved into Friday, which was the first on the lunar calendar. Saturday was the 2nd. Today is the 2nd. And we're coming up on Thursday, which is the Sabbath. And then we're going to change. We're going to a new moon. You see the change, the rotation cycle? The 8th day is the day of the Feast of Trumpets. Blow the trumpet on the full moon!
We don't keep it no more. Go to hell.
Oh, really? Yeah, you see what this image has caused? It's told Yahweh and his worshiper to go to hell. Get out of your way. They'll laugh at you. They'll mock you. They'll make fun because they worship the image more than the Creator. You see what I'm talking about? And then on the 15th, the new moon comes in on the night of a Thursday. We have a new moon, the day of trumpets, shout. The 15th is the first Sabbath, that's the first quarter, that's the 8th day. The 15th day begins on the night of the 21st, where we're going to begin the festival, and we'll worship that day, and we'll end tabernacles the 7th day. We'll end it on the 28th, and the 29th is the great last 8th day of the cycle. Praise Yahweh. Now, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. Praise Yahweh. And we're so thankful that you've tuned in tonight to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and the Shepherd's Call is action hour. We don't take no prisoners. We're not giving any quarters. And we don't want to receive any. You don't call me up and call me a liar. You know better. You know you ain't got no Bible. I've just asked you for a Bible. You can call me words, but sticks and stones will break my bones, but your words will never hurt me. The gospel is going to stop every mouth. So if you want to get in on the action, let's worship Yahweh in His truth. Now, for the festival event, we have a hotel here that's got reasonable rates. It's $169 for 7 days. Now, that's some of the cheaper rooms, but you can upgrade it up to $230. You can get the best for a week. This is a cheap place, and it's a good hotel. Well, at least it was when I stayed in. The phone number is 423-337-3511, and it's you can see the hotels from the interstate on exit 60 on the Meridian north-south. Somewhere the international date line would tell you when to stop, on what day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got our message. You can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on Debbie Dope. You see, a lot of people are afraid to call me, and I would be too if I was one of those Gregorian and calendar promoters, perverters, the ignorant, the IDLs, the ignorant, the dumb, and the lying prophets of Baal who love Saturnalia. They love the Sunday. They change the truth of Yahweh's word into a lie. Now, 423-626-2172. Again, 423-626-2172. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's in New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, again, 37824. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. Or you can call me, area code 423-626-2172. Prepare for tabernacles. Let Yahweh keep it. And let Yahweh bless you in this ride with Him. I'll see you Monday night around the world, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central, transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you is my prayer, and may He keep you in the name.